Hello and welcome to the Alter Aeon May 2018 monthly update audio presentation. I am Shadowfax, the voice of Alter Aeon. We'll start with this newsworthy note. Draken Morpheus removed magic resistance from several thousand mobs last month. You're welcome. Last month we opened four new areas. Three of them were high-level areas. I opened the villages of Egmondville and Newtonia, which are areas from this year's Valentine's event that were modified to be level 40 instances. Drock opened the Mesitoshima province in northeast Suboria, which is a level 41 area, and Jezrian opened a level 15 zone called the Imp-Infested Mines for the island of Cordon. Next month, Drock plans on releasing another area for Suboria. Morpheus is finishing up Nightmare Plain level 5 and the Tombs of the Forgotten, a level 40 group 10 area near the City of Kings. I will release one or two more level 40 areas and then begin working on the event areas for this year's Summer Solstice event in June. In April, we enjoyed a plethora of code improvements. Denton worked on composite changes and I added a couple of god level commands. So in April, most of the additions noticeable to players came from Drock. They include refinements for fishing and cooking, including some species of fish having randomized names, the ability to pluck feathers from bird corpses and stick them in hats and fletch arrows to improve their damage and accuracy, skill synergy between leathercraft and hatmaking, allowing for the crafting of hats from leather, skill synergy between forge armor and gem cutting, allowing the inlaying of stones and gems into forged armor, and improvements to the Enchant Analyze command and the Enchant Essence skill. Next month, Drock hopes to make economic refinements, such as having object prices more in line with what shopkeepers might pay for them. I am finished with traps and am currently testing them, so they'll be released once they have been debugged alongside the Skirmish, Crippling Strike, and Brew Acid skills for Thieves. I plan on doing a Warrior class update soon too. Ideas currently being floated are a Prove Armor skill to reduce encumbrance of worn armor, a Diehard skill to function while mortally wounded, and two Monk-style skills, Focus Chi and Spirit Bomb. After this, I'll be concentrating on the upcoming summer event. I would like to add level 38 abilities for all of the classes this year. The Warrior and Thief classes are lean on abilities at the upper levels, so these took priority.